Welcome to Activate Yes Offline Recording and Answers. We thank you very much for your interest in our recording session. We hope that you will enjoy what we have to offer. You can skip any question if you don't want to answer it.
Is Halloween from America?
Is Halloween from America? In short, the answer is no. Many traditions came to America, but Americans love to celebrate, so Halloween is a tradition that we have celebrated, and I don't see it coming to an end. It's something we enjoy dressing up. Oh, but no, Halloween is not from America.
Where did Halloween come from?
Where did Halloween come from? If it isn't from America, then where did it come from? It came from Europe. Halloween was a practiced tradition through pagan rituals in Europe, from England, Wales, Ireland, and Scotland. So it is still a traditional thing done by the English-speaking cultures, but a practice that was 2,000 years before Christ.
What is the history of Halloween?
All right. So you want to know the history of Halloween and how it basically began. So it was really the beginning of one season and the finish of another season. The finished season would have been autumn, and that would have been crop season. And the start of the new season would have been that of winter. And that would have been bleak, cold, and miserable, dark. And it was a Celtic, pagan, ritualistic festival that they would have held to say goodbye to crop season. And they would have done this by making bonfires and lighting them to ward off the evil dead spirits. And this is what we call Halloween.
Why do people dress up in Halloween costumes?
Why do we wear Halloween costumes in the first place? Halloween costumes have simply been worn since Halloween first began, 2,000 years before Christ, and it represents, again, the seasons of winter and autumn. And during autumn, when everything living, green grass-wise, trees, crops all perish from the wintertime, that a doorway was opened, and through this doorway would come two types of spirits. First, your family members and evil spirits. And costumes were worn to ward off or protect or to kind of disguise amongst the evil spirits. So face paint was put on and costumes were worn to kind of disguise themselves away from not the family, but the evil spirits.
How important is Halloween in the English-speaking culture?
In my opinion, the reason why Halloween is so important to English-speaking culture is simply because it originated from countries like Ireland, England, and Scotland, and therefore it has always been a part of English-speaking culture. And it is the way that we can celebrate the relationship between the living and the dead. So that's why I believe that Halloween is important for English-speaking cultures.
Why is Halloween so important to Americans, even though it isn't from America?
As has already been established, yes, Halloween is not truly American. It is a mix from European cultures who came to America searching for a new beginning, and with them their traditions like Halloween. And I think today, with the toughness of how life can go, ups and downs, paying bills, good times and bad times, we as an American people need a distraction, need a reason to celebrate, and Halloween is kind of that celebration. We know the 31st of October. We know that it is time to dress up, and we look forward to it as Americans because it is, yes, a chance to dress up, have parties, go to festivals, and let the children go trick-or-treating. This is why, for us, Halloween is so important.
Why do children go trick-or-treating during Halloween?
Trick-or-treating, is it something that was invented by Americans, or is it something that came over to America from Europe? And that answer would be, it came to America from Europe around the 15th or 16th century from countries like Ireland, Scotland, and England. Children used to dress up in costumes and go to their neighbors and do what they call street performances in order to gain such cakes like soul cakes or other small treats like candies or fruits or nuts. And this is the earlier stages of what trick-or-treating used to be.
Why do people cut faces into the pumpkins at Halloween?
The practice of cutting faces into the pumpkins came about from Ireland when they, believe it or not, didn't actually use pumpkins because pumpkins didn't exist in Ireland. Pumpkins are native to America. So the carving of faces was actually put into turnips. And the reason behind it, they would hollow it out, cut the faces in it, and set it on the window sill or the porch or wherever wandering evil spirits would come, and they would see it and know that they weren't welcome. So this was a practice that began around the 19th century, but when they came to America, they discovered pumpkins were bigger and easier to carve, so they began using pumpkins rather than turnips. And that is the practice of carving faces into the pumpkins.
Why do you call pumpkins with cut faces into them the jack-o'-lanterns?
There's a legend in Ireland which states that there was a man called Stingy Jack. And Stingy Jack was not a pleasant man. He was bad, and he did evil things. So one day, when Stingy Jack was sitting at a bar or a pub, and the devil came to him and told him his time was up and it was time to come with him back to hell. So Jack said, one more drink, and I don't have any money, so if you don't mind turning yourself into a coin, I'll use the coin to buy the drink, and then we'll go together. And the devil agreed, but instead Jack took the coin and put it in his pocket. And in his pocket, he had a cross. So the devil was trapped. And Stingy Jack said to the devil, make me a promise. Don't bother me for at least 10 years. So the devil made the promise, and Jack released him. 10 years later, and Jack was walking down the road, and the devil met him. The devil told him, Jack, your 10 years are up. It's time to come with me. But Jack, being clever in his wicked way, said to the devil, I am hungry. I will come with you. Just let me eat. If you will climb into the tree, grab an apple for me, I'll eat it and I'll go with you. So the devil did. He climbed into the tree. And when the devil was at a point in the tree, Jack carved a cross in the tree, trapping the devil in the tree. And Jack said to the devil, don't bother me again. Just leave me alone. Promise it or I will not let you go. So the devil promised and Jack released him. Some years later, when it was time for Jack to die, God met Jack, and God said to Jack, listen, you have had a horrible life. You're not welcome into heaven, so you're not coming. And Jack went back to the devil, and
told the devil, God's not going to accept me into heaven. And the devil said, look, I made a promise never to accept you into hell. So you can't come to hell either. So Jack didn't know what to do. He was alone in total darkness. And this is where the jack-o'-lantern comes, because he took a turnip and he hollowed it out and he made it into a lamp. And he asked the devil, at least can you give me some brimstone from hell so that I can have a light? So mockingly, the devil flipped him a piece of brimstone and he put it into his turnip. And he supposedly is walking eternally through the night with nothing but this turnip and a piece of brimstone. And that's why we call it the jack-o'-lantern.
When you were younger, what did you dress up as during Halloween?
You know, when I was a kid and I dressed up for Halloween, I specifically have one costume that I remember. And geez, this was a long time ago. I think I was a vampire. I remember having the plastic vampire teeth. I had blood on the corner of my mouth, on both corners, and black circles around the eyes, and I had a vampire costume. So I thought I might have been Count Dracula, if I remember correct. And that seems to be the most distinct costume that I remember wearing for Halloween. And I remember those days. It was good. Good old days.